S Corporation opportunities and pitfalls. And a lot of this comes from my practice in representing taxpayers in audits, appeals, and controversies with the IRS. And we have a picture of a slide here because it reminded me of the game that we played as children, Chutes and Ladders. Remember that? Sometimes you would land on a spot and you would slide down, and that would be your pitfall. And sometimes you would land on a spot and you'd get to climb up the ladder, which would be your opportunity. So we're also going to talk a little bit today about some of the ethical issues involved in advising clients who have either chosen an S-corporation structure or are considering choosing an S-corporation structure. And Circular 230, we will have a panel on it, and or we'll have an ethical panel this afternoon, and then we'll also have a presentation on Circular 230 in the morning. But one of the things to think about with practice before the IRS, it includes preparing documents, filing documents, corresponding and communicating with IRS regarding oral and written advice with respect to any entity, transaction, plan, or arrangement, and any potential for tax avoidance or evasion, depending on the level of tax avoidance and the motive, therefore, and representing clients at conferences, hearings, or in meetings. Therefore, just about everything that goes on with respect to S corporations is likely to have some sort of impact related to Circular 230.